Our God, if we had Jubal's lyre, if we had Miriam's tuneful voice, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, for you have blessed us and you have kept us. Now, God, meet us yet again in this moment of worship, that this your daughter may speak your words, and these your people may hear them and be blessed. Not me, my God, just you. O God, in this moment, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Beloved, if I asked you to name great people in the world, who would you name? If I asked you to draw up a list of maybe 5 or 6 of the greatest people ever, living, no longer living, who would be on your list? I'm imagining it'd be names like Gandhi or King, or names like Mandela, or your favorite president, or that person. It could even be that high school teacher who spoke to your heart and who lifted you. If I asked you to name great people, status and acclaim and accomplishment and recognition, maybe even money and fame would enter into your mind, and those are the names that would be on your list. But I bet, I'm willing to bet, that your list would not include the names of children. I'm willing to bet that the greatest people you think of are not 4 foot or less. It's unlikely that we think of those childlike and those childlike ways. Those ways of innocence and vulnerability, those ways of trusting and openness, it's unlikely that that's what we think of as great. But that's exactly what Jesus was talking about. Did you hear what Heloise read? That the disciples gather with Jesus. And one of my favorite professors called them his knuckleheads, because they were always getting it wrong. The disciples gather with Jesus, and hear the question they ask him. What do you need to do to be great in your kingdom? That question presupposes that they're already in the kingdom. They're not asking about how to get in. They're asking about rank once they're already in. Not how does one obtain the kingdom, but what do you have to do to be great in the kingdom? But Jesus reorients their question. He says, there's a child. Bring that child to me. And the text says he sits the child among them. And he says to the disciples in so many words, you're asking about relative position in the kingdom, but I want you to ask about what it takes to be admitted to the kingdom. Because to be a part of my kingdom, you must become like this one. You must take up the lowly state of a child. Oh, and beloved, in the first century, children were invisible. In the first century, they had no standing. In part because the mortality rate was so high that families accorded them as beloved and precious, but the community saw them as so much burden. Someone that would have to be fed, somebody that would have to be kept, somebody that might not live long enough to contribute back to the community. So the community saw them as a problem while their families loved them. The community disdained them. They were thought of as so much property. No status, no name, no recognition, no power, no place, except in the heart of their families. Jesus says to the disciples, you want to be great? You want to be part of my kingdom? then you've got to not worry about your status. You've got to not worry about who cares if you live or die. You can't worry about power and fame. You can't worry about recognition and anybody knowing your name. In fact, if any of that is uppermost on your list, you've barred yourself. You may not enter in. If you want to be part of my kingdom, then you have to know that you have to turn to me like a 2-year-old who rises in the morning unable to get themselves dressed, unable to get themselves fed, unable to plan their day. If you want to be part of my kingdom, you've got to look to me in the same way that child looks to a parent. Utter dependence, utter reliance, utter trust, knowing that I have plans for you, knowing that I love you. When the world sees you not at all, when the world casts you as invisible, come to me that I may order your steps and order your thinking. You want to be part of my kingdom? Rely on me. Let me tell you how to organize your life. That's not the way the world accords power. That's not the way the world accords status. In order to have status, in order for us to be great according to the world, we have to achieve, we have to garner things, we have to be known in order to be great. And if I ask you to go back to that list you thought of just a very few minutes ago, you'll recognize that those people on that list had accomplished and did have fame and did have recognition. And we've been shaped to think that's what great is, but great is obedience. Great is reliance on God. Great is being like the one child who said the emperor has no clothes, telling the truth even when it does not fit the circumstance. Being great is like the child who makes toys out of trash. Endlessly curious, endlessly willing to take whatever is in their hands and to make something great. To be great is to be curious and to be inquisitive. It's to be all of those things. When Maggie and Katie were 2, that's what God wants for you, Heloise. The way Aurora is, Ted, that's what God wants for you. The way our children and grandchildren enter the world with their arms wide open, ready to embrace before the vicissitudes of adulthood make us doubt, make us wonder, make us exclude. The child whose face rises to you from the front of your bulletin, Bellin Woodward, is a wonderful example of what it is to be a child who seeks the place in God's kingdom. Bellin's story is on the front of the bulletin, so I need not replay it, except that when she asked her mother, "How do I change my friends? Whenever my friends and I are coloring and they ask for the flesh tone crayon, they mean peach." You can see from Bellin's picture, she's not peach. She said, "How do I change my friend's understanding that there are many colors?" Her mother's suggestion was, "When your friends ask you for the peach crayon, Bellin, hand them a brown one and tell them that this is your color." Bellin, 9 years old, said to her mother, "But that's no better. That's telling them brown's the only color. Mom, how do I get them to understand that there are many colors?" You see her story on the front of your bulletin. This child who did not care what others thought about her. This child who was not seeking acclaim or fame or money. This child who took her savings from her birthday money and her modeling money and poured it into her then little business, More Than Peach. Bellin's notion about getting crayons in many colors. This child who was ridiculed for trying to stretch the understanding. This child who had messages come at her which were mean, the world seeing her as having no status, the world seeing her like a child, but in her household, her parents built her up, and Bellin would not give up. Bellin understood that in order to make a difference, you had to be willing to step out. You didn't start with a name. You started with a passion. You started with a mission. Belen meets for me the criteria that Jesus sets. If you want to be great, listen to me. Strive for my righteousness. Strive for my justice. If you want to be great, strive for inclusion. For in God, there is no difference in male and female and peach and brown. Jesus says, if you want to be great in the kingdom, follow me. Belen, I don't know if her family's a church family or not. Belen understood that in order to be a child of God's kingdom, she had to take risks. She had to speak up. She had to worry not about out here, but in here and how she was obeying God. Beloved, we look around our world now and we think we want great leaders. We look around our world now, particularly in this election cycle, and we want great men and great women to rise up. But when we define them by great according to the world, we step outside of what Jesus has asked. You are right. We are right. The world is in need of great men and women. The world is in need of those who will lead. But beloved, it is not by the definition of the world. It is by the definition of Matthew 18. And that calls you and I to be the ones who are great. We're calling for great leaders, but there's one who looks back at you from the mirror. The world needs you and me, and they need us not in the form that the world would describe, but they need us in the form that Jesus describes. If you want to be great, become humble. If you want to be great, go before God, as Heloise said, every day and ask for God's guidance. If you want to be great, take up that position of not worrying about your status in the world. Take up that lowly position of a child who, even though the world may not love them, knows that they are loved by their family. You are loved by your God. And the God who loves you fills you with what you need to be great in your space. The God who loves you equips you with what you need to speak truth in your corner. The God who loves you from before you were born said, "This is my child. This is how they will be great. May they hear my word and take me in and go out into the world, owning the greatness that I call for." Yes, you're right. Our world needs great people, but they need great people like Belen. We need great people like you. And it does not matter how strong or how tall. Remember, Jesus says, become like a child who was weak and vulnerable. It doesn't matter whether anybody knows your name or not. Nobody knew those children's name. What matters is that you say, God, what is my assignment? What is our assignment? And whether it is tiny or grand, we walk into it knowing that the annals of history may write down great names based on the world's definition. But the place I want my name written, the place I want your name written, is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want God to see our greatness by His definition. We celebrate all month long the signing of the 19th Amendment. But think about it, beloved. When that was signed on August 20th, 1920, it excluded women of color. It excluded indigenous women. We celebrate the suffragettes as great, but the story was not over. There are people whose names we'll never know who continue to fight so that in 1965, the Voting Rights Act could be signed and people of color could write. And in 1969, the Indigenous Act was signed so that men and women who were indigenous, native, could vote. We don't know their names, but they were great because they fought for justice. The world might not know your name, but when you take on that position, when I take on that position as God's child, dependent and reliant only on God, seeking only from God my direction, following only after the pathway of God, And please note, every child we can think of stumbles and falls. Every child we can think of has tantrums. Every child we can think of has messed up. But the parent who loves does not turn them out. The parent that loves says, come, let me teach you. As you and I seek to be great according to God, we will not be perfect. We will mess up, but thanks be to God. There is a God who loves us when the world does not. There is a God who sees our greatness when the world does not. There's a God who invites us to come be part of the kingdom by being great, by being a child, when the world does not understand. But we live not for the world. We live for the one who gave his life. So come, know that you are ever and always a child of God. Know that you are ever and always the one God brings close as symbol and sign of what it is to be great and part of the kingdom. Know that you are ever and always at the center of the heart of God. And so rise up, beloved. Rise up and be great wherever you are. Rise up and be great as a child of God. Rise up and be great worrying not about what the world says. Rise up and be great, for it's in you. And the world needs to see it from you. And God will bless us with greatness and power by his standards. Like Belen, like each of us. May we go into the world. May we find our way to be childlike and great. And may the world be transformed because you and I, children of God, are alive and active in this world. Beloved, go into the week knowing you are God's blessed and chosen and anointed and equipped child. Go into the week knowing you are destined for greatness by God's definition. Go into the week knowing you are the child that Jesus pulls into the center of the disciples and says, if you want to be great, be like this one. And may you and all you trust be blessed. Amen.